Today's daf in Masechet Shabbat is daf Kuf Yud Chet, and we are holding at the bottom the two dots, three lines up from the bottom of Kuf Yud Zayin. So remember that our Mishnah gave us a din of maximum hatzola of three seudot. The question is, how many seudot is there a chiyuv to eat on Shabbos? Tanu Rabbanan. Kama seudot chayav adam lechol b'Shabbat? Shalosh. Reb Chitka omer arba. So there's a machlokas, we pass, and of course that we eat three seudot over the course of Shabbos. Rav Chitka says there's a chiyuv to eat four seudot over Shabbos. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, ushnehem mikra achad dorshu. There's one posik that they both base the drasha on. Vayomer Moshe, we just had the posik of the man, where Moshe said to Bnei Yisrael, achluhu hayom, ki Shabbat hayom, Lashem, hayom lo timtzeu besadeh. So why does it lo timtzeu besadeh? Why does it say three times hayom? So Rabbi Chitka says, well, those three times, Ani Tlata Hayom, is Lavar Miurta. That's other than the night. There's still three times in the day, so it's stressing Hayom. But obviously, there's Leil Shabbat. It's not going to be worse than a normal day. Rabbanan Savri, Bahade Du'urta. Three is the reference for the entire Shabbat that it's referring to. So there's a number of very, very choshev issues over here. What do we mean specifically by the Seuda? That's one very important question. Does a seuda by definition mean pat, or does a seuda mean eating? So lamaisa, there are many who hold that all three of the meals have to be the same, so that even though there are those who paskin that you could be yotzei seuda shlishit with either minei targima, which is mizonot, and according to some shitot even peirot, there are others who taina that how can you be mechalik between one seuda and the next if all of them are learned out from the same hayom, and the makor of the seuda, that is the man. And the man had a din of pot. And that's how we learn out the kshet, even the lacha mishnah. So, lichatchila, you're supposed to eat bepat. Then the other question is, do these seudot have a specific time? So according to Rav Chitka, who holds that there's four, it's very difficult to see how we would split the day up into three separate seudot, because normally we're makbet only on boker and tzoraim. Not where would you fit in the other one? So even though, again, this is about Machlokas Rishonim, whether you're Yotze, would you be Yotze, for instance, eating two Seudot in the morning and count one towards Seudah Shlishit? This comes out often when you have to worry about, let's say, Shabbos is Erev Pesach, so you have to worry about the problem of eating in the afternoon. So it's really a Machlokas whether you can do that. First of all, there's a problem because you're not allowed to stam say Birkat HaMazon for no reason and then wash again. It's a brachah shen tzrichata. If you're in the middle of a seudah, you should finish your seudah and not create new brachas. But let's say that you actually have a reason to split. So we would, for instance, let's say for the Kiddush that we have on Shabbat, so we would wash for the Kiddush and then be Mevarech Birkat HaMazon. And then if the shir finishes at a normal hour, which it never does, but assuming it would finish at a normal hour, would be before the tzoraim. So then we could wash again and still be Yotzi. That is a Seudah Shniyah. So that's a Machloket. Some say that it has to be Dafka Boker and the Tzoharayim, and you're not going to be Yotzi, two in the Boker. Others paskin that it's okay. You could actually have three Seudot. There's no specific time. Rav Chitka's additional Seudah is definitely without a kvias of time. And what's more, even those, this we see for the Piskei Rosh, even those who paskin, there's supposed to be a time, are made that you don't say that if you miss the time, or if you're not going to be able to have the time, you're not yotze. V'haraya, the Rosh also paskins, if you miss the night time, you have to make it up in the morning. So it's obvious that it's not market. In other words, there's such a thing as a seudat hashlama on Shabbat. So that we don't say, well, it's too late now, I missed my seudah, I didn't have what to eat at night, now I'll just be yotze to two seudot hayom. You have to add an additional seudah, b'yom for hashlama. So those are all issues that are made, you know, halach, the Mishnah Berurah says to be machmir, obviously you should, it's royal achmir, but unless it's very difficult to eat, you're fully satisfied, it's going to be like achila gasa, but otherwise it's rotsui. Then there's a machlokas, whether it seems to be a machlokas, anyway, some learn that everybody is made, that this is just an esmachta, it's a derabonan, it's not a chiv diorayta. One of the riots, by the way, that it's the Rabbanan and not the Oraita, is because it's brought la halacha that men and women have exactly the same halacha lagabe the Seudat Shabbat, because it's not a mitzvah sase shesman gorma. Why not? I mean, it's a specific din, especially if you hold it's time, because the man was for women just like it's for men. So afhema yubo to'anes, so to speak. But that's for if afhema yubo to'anes, it's only brought lagabe the Rabbanan. Okay, I think that's pretty schwach. because the Maisa, we say once there's a chiyuv in the lota assay, anyway, there's a chiyuv in the assay. So any way that you're going to define that assay, we would include the women in it. But
don't connect
it to Kiddush, the times. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It should be the same halacha. Okay, in any event, there are some who claim that Rashi holds this to be a midiraita. It's mamash a chiyuv midiraita to eat the three meals. All right, so the question over here is, where do we learn it out from? Now, everybody's money we learn out from beyond. What do we do with our Mishnah? The Mishnah says to me, Naflat lekabel ilei Shabbat, matzilin mazon shalosh sudot. It says you only are matzil mazon shalosh sudot. Apparently, you're paskening kashalok Rabbi Chitka. It doesn't say four sudot. I'm assuming, my love, dolo achal. I'm assuming that he hasn't eaten yet, right? So three sudot are the sudot for his full Shabbat. No. It's talking about that he ate the achal, he ate already. Okay, what do you do with the next piece? Shacharit, matzil mazon shtei sudot. I'm assuming that means the lo achal. Lo, he ate. So this means there's three sudot, basically, that he had already covered. So now he has two he already covered, two to come. And b'mincha, it says sudah achat. I'm assuming that he hadn't eaten, and he only has to eat one more. No, it's talking about he had eaten, so he has to cover the one more. Ah, but what are you going to do with the next piece? I mean, it's only safe for Rabbi Yossi. Under all circumstances, you only are going to save three sudot because it is a yom of shalosh sudot. That's clearly not like Rabbi Yitka, right? I mean, that's not a question, right? They weren't talking about at what point in the day, because Rabbi Yossi is saying, forget about at what point in the day. It has to do with the day. So then he seems to be saying, Rabbon, and I disagree with you. You're saying if you already ate one sudah, take one off. If you ate two, take two off. I'm saying you don't take any off. You always have the three. So it's clear that they're both agreeing that it's three. The only question is whether you subtract if you already had and you're not matzil for a sudah that was already completed. So everybody apparently is shalok Rav Chitka. There's no way out of this. So Michlal the Tanakama shalok Sirle. I mean, if Rav Yossi is saying, no, it's always three. He'd say, it's always four. Must be machvarta matnitin dolok Rav Chitka. You're right. It's clear that our Mishnah is said shalok ishitat Rav Chista. But it's not mish yesho mazon shtei sudot lo yitol min ha-tamchoy. Let's move on to Peah. In Peah, the Mishnah says that somebody who has sufficient food to eat two meals, so such a person does not take from the tamchoy. The tamchoy was an actual pot that they would have for the aniyim, and everybody would donate to this large pot, and then they would give out to the aniyim actual food, two sudot every single day. If somebody has enough to eat two sudot, he doesn't have a right to take from that tamchoy. If somebody has enough money that he can cover the food for 14 sudot, he doesn't take from the kupa. The kupa was given out for the entire week for people who didn't, it wasn't lefich vodam to take from a soup kitchen. Tamchoy is essentially a soup kitchen. And so they would give out to aniyim who were from good families and who had fallen from their property. So they would give them money and they would go and take care of their own food. Such a person is only considered not to be geizel min aniyim if he doesn't have the seudas that the kupa covers. Now, according to this, and this is for an entire week, 7 days, two meals a day. How in the world is that supposed to cover Shabbos? That's neither like the Rabbanan nor like Rabbi Chitka, because it's only allowing two sudot for Shabbat. So money, lo Rabbanan, lo Rabbi Chitka. According to the Rabbanan, it should require 15 sudot to cover 7 days, because you need three sudot on Shabbat. And according to Rabbi Chitka, it should require 16 sudot to cover Shabbat, because you need four sudot on Shabbat, which essentially gives you another day. Well, it can work out only by the Rabbanan, because we can tell the guy, Amrinatli, then my debaita lamecha bafuki shabbata, achle b'shabbata. Look, you know, you can always, the food that you were going to eat anyway, and that was the food that you would have at the night, and what you should do is you should eat it on Shabbos itself, so that way you won't need to eat at night, so that the soda that you were given for that day, as if it were a Yom Chol, that will become your extra soda on Shabbos, and since it's close enough to night, you'll go without an extra meal at night, lo no ra. So the meal that would have been your night Mitzray Shabbos meal, you'll have it on Shabbos, so it'll be a little early. You'll eat a little early. Now that way, your yotze, your additional sudah shlishit on Shabbos instead of having your evening meal. What's so terrible about that? Okay, so then in other words, you're telling me that the Mishnah in Peah is also only going to work out Alibet Rabbanan and not Alibet Rav Chitka, right? Well, not necessarily. A filotamer of Chitka, you can work out another Seuda like Rav Chitka too. Because we could tell you what you were going to eat in the morning. What you were going to eat on Erev Shabbos in the morning, eat it in the late afternoon and let that be your Seudat Shabbat. You'll have an extra Seudat Shabbat. So that way you'll get in two Seudat Shabbat on Friday night, one early and one late, and two Seudat during the day without our having to cover additional food. What are you crazy? What, are you supposed to not eat a thing the entire Erev Shabbos? Save it for the evening? I mean, how is that an appropriate thing to do for the Ani? Okay, you know what? You're right. Forget about this entire deal. It's very simple. What we could say is the Mishnah and Pei is going both Alibra Reb Chitka and Alibra Rabbanan, and we don't make any adjustments of when to eat your food. The point is it's going Alibra Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva says that we do not provide tzedakah for people who cannot afford the food on Shabbat beyond the needs of a normal day. Because I say Shabbat techachol v'al titzterek lebriot. Rabbi Akiva holds that it's better not to have additional food for Shabbat and not become dependent on people to take care of you. So since over here you're going to be coming to people and saying, I need extra food for Shabbat, don't take extra food for Shabbat. It's a bigger mitzvah to be independent. Well, it's not. Okay, well, what about the other mission? Let's say that you have, up until now, we've been discussing the din of an oni who lives there. So he's going to be getting from the soup kitchen, or he's going to be getting from the kupa. But how about if an oni is coming from place to place? He doesn't have a bakum kavua, he knocks on your door, and now you got to take care of him. So what do you give this guy? What is the minimum to give a guy who's not going to be staying overnight? He arrives in town and comes to you. You have to give him a minimum of a kikar, a piece of challah or a full challah that is purchased with the value of a pundion. So a pundion is 1/48 essentially of a selah. While the price of flour, obviously we give about how we're going to determine how much that is. So take relative to the price of flour. So if you can buy flour at a price of 4 sa'in for 1 selah, then that will cover his needs. Because what that works out to is what appears to be one half of a kav. But Lamaisa, because of the fact that the raw flour is not what he's eating, he's going to be buying at a bakery. So the normal relationship between the price of the flour and the price of the bakery is that it's a 100% markup. So in other words, what he's really getting, because that includes the processing of the flour and the baking and the retail of added value and so on and so forth. So it's basically the difference between having a half or a quarter cob. Now that shear is sufficient, as we'll see later on in Erevin, for the din of Erev, which is two seudot. In which case, he now has sufficient to eat for these two seudot. If he's lying, if he's going to be sleeping over, so then notinu parnasat lina. You add what is needed for sleeping over. Now later on we're going to ask what exactly that is, because we already included the seuda in this kikar bapunya. That's the mazon shtei seudot, for we find by Eruvin, that's the shear. So we'll find out that that's reference to bedding, is parnasat lina. Ve'im Shabbat, now if he ends up staying over for Shabbat, so he's coming to you on the Friday, so then notinu mazon shalosh seudot. Then we have to give him enough for three, so it's not for two. So here, again, this Mishnah in Peah apparently, once again, is assuming three seudot for Shabbat and not four, which means it's Aliba de Rabbanan and not Aliba de Reb Chitka, right? No, not necessarily. It could be like Reb Chitka. And we're assuming that the guy has arrived with sufficient food to survive for now. So in other words, he comes, the Ika Seuda Bahadeh, he's brought along a Seuda with him. Can we offer you? Maybe we can offer Moshe some. He must be very... So if he has one Seuda with him, we say him, look, the Seuda that you have with you, eat that for your Seuda Shabbos, your extra Seuda Shabbos. What? And what does that mean? So in other words, we throw him out without anything. He came along, he had enough to survive for one meal. We tell him, we're not going to give you the extra meal. You eat that for Shabbos, and then when you leave on Sunday morning, you can go hungry. That doesn't make sense. V'chiyazo b'reikanazo. No. Now, obviously, there's a din of being malavim with a su'uda. So when he leaves, we'll give him another su'uda to make up for that one. The malavim like su'uda bahadeh. Because we don't want that. There's different pirushim. Why don't you want to give it to him in advance? Let him keep what he's got. either because maybe there's a problem with the aniyim here. What if it turns out we don't have sufficient for our own local aniyim? Or because the time of the chalukah is then. But whatever the case is, obviously we're not going to send them away without food. What is this parnasat lina? Not because we said now we covered all of his seudot, right? Because the seudah shel laila was included in that kikar. So what is the meaning of the parnasat lina? We always generally think of parnasah as meaning food. Omer of Papa, no, parnasah doesn't mean food. It means providing him with a bed and a pillow so that he'll be able to sleep properly. So it means puria, a set bed, and a beisadia. Beisadia literally means felt, because they used to use folded over felts as something you would rest your head on. Now, this, interestingly, sounds like, on the surface, we're going to be bringing it as a raya either for or against Rebchitka, depending on the girsa. Mamaisa, the Gemara just brings it and leaves it to our imagination what to do with it. And there's a lot of discussion among the Rishonim and Halacha L'maisa what exactly the Braita means. So the Braita seems on the surface to be going Alibet Rebchitka, because it says like this, Karo Chachabem Arvit, if you ate everything that you ate in, or your serving platters and so on, you ate in the evening, you wash them, medichan, because you need them to eat in the morning. Shacharit, your medichan, lechobem etzorayim. If you ate in the morning, so then you wash them in order to eat in the afternoon. Betzorayim, when you eat in the afternoon, you wash them off to eat b'mincha. Now that's a reference to three sudot bayon, which is Rebchitka, because we already had the one in the evening, right? So here it says, wash them again, betzorayim, to eat in them b'mincha. But after you eat your last seudah, you don't wash them, because that washing would be hachona l'chol, most learn, and hachona l'chol would be osur, which means that obviously if it's not a chavot Shabbat to have it lying around and it's being washed, not as hachona l'chol, then it would be mutter. Problem is that the Rambam learns that there's other issues involved, not hachona l'chol, but to get some tircha, something that you're not going to be using. Okay, but in any event, when it comes to cups, or any type of drinking ware, pitchers, or these small pitchers that they used to use to hold the wine and then to pour in. Kosot, kitoniot, seluchiot, those you can wash anytime you want. Because shtia drinking can go on at any time. There's no kviyut, there's no particular breakfast time, lunch time, or supper time. And because of that, any time that you drink something, you're allowed to wash it out on Shabbat, and there's no problem of needing it again. You always might need it again. The Rebchitka, because it's allowing for four. So it's interesting that the Rif indeed has this girsa. There's two girsaot. When it's brought by some, it's brought without the boker and tzoraim. Instead it says biboker, and then it says lamincha. So that way you have the morning, so then you have seudah shlishit. But even that is only nageya, those who hold it, there's a zman kavua for the seudahs. Those who don't hold it, there's a zman kavua for the seudahs. So then the whole lashon is lav dafka. Okay, lamaisa, lahalok, it's brought with this girsa. And nonetheless, the Mefarshim say that there's no raya to Rebchitka, because all the Gemara is saying is that if you intend to eat, that's not a problem. You can eat, and that doesn't mean that there has to be a chiyuv to eat. Adarabba, the chiddush would be that if you plan to use it again, that's perfectly okay also. And it's not that you're washing l'tzorach mitzvah, you're washing l'tzorach usage, your usage. Fine. Om Rebbe Yishuv ben Pazi, Om Rebbe Yishuv ben Levi, Mishum bar Kapara, Kol HaMekayim Shalosh Seudot B'Shabbat, each one of these hayoms is nogea, some cosmic hayom. And therefore, if you're Mekayim, these hayoms, you're going to be nitzal from some cosmic hayom. What is that? Nitzal Mishalosh Peroniyot, Michevlosh al Mashiach, the pains of the coming of Mashiach, the Medina Shel Geinam, and Melchemet Gog u'Magog. It says the first yom, it says over by Shabbat, and it says, Hinei Anochi Shaleach Lachem et Eliyahu Navi, Lifnei Bo Yom Hashem. And that yom is Gadol V'Nora. That's Chevli Mashiach. B'dinah Shel Geinam, there's the second yom, Echlu HaYom, and it says Yom Evra HaYom, which we understand, Yom Evra, burning day, is a reference to Geinam. And in Mechemet Gog U'Magog, because here by Shabbat it says Echlu HaYom, and it says B'yom Ba'Gog. So those are the three ayoms.
Omer Reb Yochanan Bishur Reb Yossi.
Sorry?
So the order doesn't seem right. What? Chronological and time-wise. First it's
said yeah, Adam. You know.
Gog and Magog is before
that. As the Rambam says, who knows? I don't want to spend a lot of time. There's a Bach that relates the whole order to the Inyanim and the Tur that trace the three Tefillot of Shabbat to the three Shabbatot.
reveals.
Shabbat Bereshit, Shabbat of Kabbalat Torah, Shabbat Latid Lavo. So he links the three, Bach links these three in order of the three Shabbatot. That's why we use Nayoms in this way. But anyway, we got to move ahead. It's getting late. Yeah. So Amr Rabbi Yochanan Mishur Rabbi Yossi, call him Aneget HaShabbat, somebody who really enjoys the Shabbat, because here it says, Vikarata, the Shabbat, Oneg, continues the Pasuk, Notin L'Nachalah B'Li Mitzarim. It's clear from the continuation, Vikarata, the Shabbat, Oneg, that you're Zocher to an endless Nachalah, because it says, if you're Karat Shabbat Oneg, then Az Titaneg Al Hashem, Virkavticha Bomotei Aretz, V'Hachalticha Nachalat Yaakov Avicha. Why did it say Nachalat Yaakov? You'll be Zocher to the Nachalat Yaakov specifically. Well, what's wrong with the other Avot? Because there is something wrong with the other Avot. By Avram Avinu, the Nachal of Avram, you don't want to have that. Look, Avram. Because over there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avram, Kum italeich ba'aretz lorka ulorachuba. So what do you mean? I have to now measure Eretz Yisrael. This is what I'm zocher to. Kilecha etnena. Whatever you walk in, that's with Mitzarim. There's boundaries. And by Yitzchak, we have the same problem. Look, Yitzchak, shekatuv bo kilecha lo zaracha, tenet kol ha'aretzot ha'el. You're only going to be zocher to these lands. Instead, it's ki Yaakov. By Yaakov, it says, Ufaratz tayama v'kedma v'tzafon v'negba. You bust out, Ufaratz, as you break out of all limits. And that is keneged the titanag, which is you go beyond your limits in the way that you treat the Shabbat. You put out whatever needs to be put out without consideration of what it's costing you. And that takes you to a nachal without limits.
Sorry?
Sorry?
Ufaratz
tayama
v'kedma v'tzafon
v'negba. There are occupied territories.
By them, they're occupied.
So what is he?
Preoccupied.
What is he referring to? From Nachum Bar Yitzchak Omer, there's a remez. With
regard to cost, that's including time as well. You have more time to.
Absolutely. Yeah, investment. You're investing beyond your real means. From Nachum Bar Yitzchak Omer, there's a remez in the Pasuk that you're nitzol mishibud galoyot. You're zeicha not to suffer from the goyim in the Golem, because it says here, Kafticha Bobotei Aretz. What exactly are Bobotei Aretz? Well, Moshe Rabbeinu says in his bracha to Yisrael, V'ata Abomoteinu Bomoteimo Tidroch. You will be trampling over the Umot Olam. And it says over there, Yikachashu Oivecha Lach. It's referring to your Oivim. Those are the Goyim. V'ata Abomoteinu Tidroch. And you instead will be on top of them. Which means that if Chas V'Sholom, you're in a matzah, we're Oivecha, are leading you, that means to say you're in a matzav of galut, nonetheless you will still find yourself rising to the top, abomoteinu tidroch. In which case, bomotecha aretz is a reference to being nitzal from the tsar of the galuyot. Om rev yon amarav kol ha'ma ha'neget ha'shabbat notnino mishalot libo. Someone who's b'kayim this oneg Shabbat, he is given the desires of his heart, because after all, that's what oneg is. Shenemar v'yitanag al Hashem v'yitin lecha mishalot libecha. Now, I mean, v'yitanag al Hashem doesn't say specifically Shabbat. Maybe it means time, a guy who leads a hedonistic life, l'shem shamayim, you know? So, oneg zeh ni yodeh amau? Kishu omer v'karata l'shabbat oneg. Oh, avi omer zeh oneg shabbat. Now, what exactly, like, what would express something that's an oneg? B'mama ango, that's a chiyad. So, Rabbi Yehuda Bereder, Shmuel Bar Shilat, B'shveder Rav omer, a good borscht, you know, tafshel, shel tradim, and some gishmak of fish. Now, actually, it's two gears out of here. The ribs gears is bagim kitanim. The small fish are tastier. You're just a gim gedolim. V'roshe, we're going to get to the herring. V'roshe shumin. And here the shalot says, V'roshe shumin can't be raw garlic. Those aren't good for you. It has to be cooked garlic. Chia barash yamarav. It doesn't have to be so elaborate, you know. I feel davar muat. Somebody makes something special that he wouldn't be able to afford during the week. And he's making it. L'chvot Shabbat. That itself is considered to be onik. L'chvot Shabbat aso'o. Areza onik. What's he referring to? Omer of Papa, Kasadar, some herring. Basically, that's where the minute comes from. You make a little bit, You make a little bit of herring with some. You make a little bit of herring with some flour mixed with flour and oil. Geschmack. That's a little bit that you make for Shabbos, and that's enough. Omer of Chia Barav, Omer of Yochanan, Kol Mishaper Shabbat Kilchato, Afilo Oved Avodah Zarah, Kidor Enosh, Mochalimlo. Somebody who keeps Shabbos Kilchato, which is not only, according to some, it means Kilchato is not only Zinishma Mi'alokha, from the halachas of melacha, but that he's also mekayim v'karat l'shabbat oneg and so on. Others learn it means, as it says in the pasuk, kosher mer shabbat nechal lo. That means only what the halacha happens is bechayv in terms of chilul. But in any event, take a look at the lashon of the pasuk. Ashrei enosh. But it's all of a sudden it's calling people enosh. Ashrei ish, ashrei adam. What's ashrei enosh? So we know that the tchila of avodah zarah was a dor enosh richi, in which the original ta'ut, as Rambam brings in Hilchot Avodat Kochavim, is that something unique about dor enosh, that they came up with this idea that you're supposed to be mechabed that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mechabed. So it means that you have a sense of honor to those things that express HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world, which remarkably is similar to the concept of Shabbat, right? It's just that we actually use Shabbat as a simen for the question of Avodah Zarah. Where do we do that? In the mitzvah Mikdashai Tiro, Shabbat Tishmar Mikdashai Tiro, I'll say, so why do we put the two together, Mikdash and Shabbos? Because just like by Shabbos, you understand there's nothing physical for you to attach to, right? Because you're not I have something physical I can call the Shabbos. So it's obviously a mental phenomenon. It's a conscious issue. So too, from the Mikdash, don't get attached to the stones of the Kotel and start kissing stones and acting like an idiot. You're supposed to treat the Beit HaMikdash the way you would treat Shabbat. It's not a physical symbol. That's a specific chiyuv to use when you talk about Oneg Shabbat. You're now being mitkarev to the physical. So in other words, what we are allowing you to do is essentially have a physical representation of the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Bria. Somebody who does that, even if he's Avod Avodah Zarah, the way Dor Enosh was Avod Avodah Zarah, to connect to the physical presence and to attribute it a value because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mechabed, we're mechabed. Because that's the way, isn't that interesting? Because that's the way he's relating to it. So that's what it says. Ashrei enosh yad shezos, and it goes on to say kol shomer shabbat mechalelo, right? So that shomer shabbat mechalelo, don't read that shomer shabbat mechalelo, but rather shomer shabbat mocholo. So ashrei enosh yad shezos, the person who is like enosh, a ben adam yachazikba, shomer shabbat is mocholo. Beautiful drasha. Omer v'yudom rab. You should know that if only Yisrael had been Shomer that first Shabbat with the month, and you wouldn't have had these nuts going out to be Bechalal Shabbos by assuming that they could go out and collect the month on Shabbos. Lo shel tabem umav lashon. Where do we see this?
Shenemar. It's a chilul.
Vayi.
It's a chilul.
Yeah. Shenemar vayi bayom ashvi yatzu min ha'am lilkot. What comes right after that? Vayavo Amalek. So you see that if it wouldn't have been for the yatzu min ha'am lilkot, there wouldn't have been a milchemet Amalek, it would have all been over. Even today, if Yisrael would together keep two Shabbatot in a row, miyad nigalim. So Shabbatotai would mean two Shabbatot. What would be the result? Continues the pasuk. That sure sounds like the geula has come, and indeed, that's exactly what it's merames to. That the zechut for those shimru shabtotai, you will be in the Beit HaMikdash. That I should be included among those who are zocha to eat from the Shalosh Sudot every Shabbat. Another thing, Rabbi Yossi had a lot of things that he wanted to be part of. I should be among those who say Halal every day. What? You're making a joke out of Halal to say it every single day. The whole point of Halal is that it's meant to be a response to a very special way in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu was in this gala with Nisim and so on. So you're turning it into a song if you just say it every single day. So how could he say alibi? I should be like that? No, he didn't mean halal, halal. He meant psuket zimra. So since over there it talks about halalu et Hashem, and each one of those, the halalu that mentions Hashem, has in it so many hilulim, there's 10 hilulim. Now because of that, he's calling it a getter of halal. That's what he means. Many times there's no time to say psuket zimra, you know. So he's saying alibi, should be zeicha to say every single day psuket zimra. Halavaya should be zeicha to be able to be mitpalel in the morning when the sky is still reddish because it's just by nates, when by the evening, just before Shkia, which is the perfect time, the daven mincha, where does it say such a thing? It says Yira Ucha Im Shemesh, Im Shemesh Shachris, as the sun comes up. Vilifnei Yareach, and before you get to see the moon, Dor Dorim, that person is Zochas. Alavai, I should be like that. Alavai. Yeah, but you don't appreciate the moon. That's what the moon says. What good is my shine in the day? I should die from stomach illness. Most tzaddikim die from stomach illness in order, says Tosis, in order that they should arrive in their olam without achila v'shtia, to be mamarik achila v'shtia b'meihem, they should be like malachi ha'shoreth. Alavai, I should die from at a time in which I'm going in the derech of a mitzvah, not stam, you know, watching a movie. Alavai, I should be able, since Tveria is deep in a valley, so the sun disappears early on, so their Makabal Shabbos is early, it's already dark. And I should be B'tzai Shabbos, I should be in Tzipori. Tzipori is up on top of a mountain. And you see the sun for a very long time. So Shabbat goes on for a long time. Now there's some Utaina that this is a reference to the same Shabbat. Because they believe you can get from Tveria to Tzipori on the same Shabbat without leaving the Tchum. That's quite a trick.
Yeah. It could be. What's about a time? Is it full of
Yishuvim? Could be.
Which side?
Right. I mean, the road, I mean.
Tzipori was the Yishuv.
I understand. Just in terms of Tchum.
No, it doesn't mean Shabbins because there was Yishuv the whole way. Yeah. So some learn that it means the same Shabbat. So that way, Makabel Shabbos early, Mitzvah Shabbos late. Others learn. Well, obviously, enjoy Tiyulim. Others learn that Adarabba, what he's saying is, both are Ratzoi Takadosh Baruch Hu, adding to your Shabbos before Shabbos. Adding to your Shabbos after Shabbos, Lebaisa, this has a lot to do with the machlokas about whether Shkia is local Shkia. What defines local Shkia? Things in the way? Or at Zricha? Is it a local Zricha? We know that we have Moshe's Pesach, we got davening Mincha, you know. And if your office is on the 50th floor, you can daven Mincha later than if the office is on the 20th floor. So if you miss Mincha, take the elevator up to the top floor and join the Mincha.
That's why most of the minyanim business
are on the top floor.
Floors.
But that's Mamish, a major machlokas. This becomes grist for the mill of that argument. What is he saying?
Right.
I mean, what's an afkamina? Whatever Shabbos is, it is. You might as well say, I should be Makabel Shabbos, you know, in Finland, and this is in there when it's early around there. Your Shabbos is where Shabbos is. Okay, so the shaila is whether the local Hester of Harim is considered to be local or not. Furthermore, Amar Rabbi Yosi, Yehei Chalki, I hope to be among those who are Moshivei Beit Hamidrash, the ones who bring the Talmidim in, and they say, you know, time to start here. And not the ones who say, okay, time for lunch. I would much rather be from the Gabbai Tzedakah and not from the ones that are giving out the Tzedakah, because the ones that give out the Tzedakah, they have to make judgment calls, which are the Yisroi, and they're likely to maybe favor a relative. And you get into a lot of trouble with needing to make judgment calls. Vom Rabbi Yossi, I should have been zocher that people should be choshed me of things that I wasn't, that I didn't do. Omer of Papa, Baruch Hashem, that happened to me. And that's considered to be a tremendous kapara.
I thought we had
one of the brachos
that says anybody
that's
choshed, someone is choshed for something which they don't have, then really they choshed them. They really might have it.
But he knows he didn't. Omer Reb Yossi, Chamesh Bielot Ba'alti V'Natati Chamisha Razim B'Yisrael. You know, five intercourses I had that ended up with five wonderful trees that I planted. And who is that? Maninan? These are the sons of Reb Yossi, the five sons. Reb Yishmael, Reb Yossi, Reb Elazar, Reb Yossi, Reb Chalafta, Reb Yossi, Reb Avtiel, Reb Yossi, Reb Menachem, Reb Yossi. Hey, but what happened to the famous Vardimus? Everybody knows Vardimus, good old Rosie, right? No, Vardimus was Reb Menachem, Reb Yossi. They called him Rosie because he was so beautiful. Padav Domim Laverde had a rose-like face, so they would call him Rosie. But it's the same person. There were only five kids. Wait, what are we talking about? Reb Yossi had five bilot in his whole life? Well, that's ridiculous. L'meimad Reb Yossi mitzvat ona lo kiyem, like he's counting exactly dafka times that were given birth to children, but he would never stop sleep with his wife?
On Shabbos, right?
Ever. Ela Ema. What he meant to say was Chamesh Bilot Ba'alti Vishanit. Remember the Gemara says, Mishirotze Lasot Badam Zecharim. So either he should be Masha Al Habeten, so he should wait a long time to ejaculate, or he should be Boil Vishena. And that way, you have me. It's Ishto Tchila Mazria. It's Yoldan Zoch. So that's what he was referring to. Omer Rabbi Yossi, another thing that Rabbi Yossi, sure, I never called my wife, hey wife, Ishti, Ishti. And I never called my shore, hey shore. My Ishti was my home. So if I called, I would refer to her, my home says, my bayit says, not my wife says. And shori is sadi, because I view my home as being entirely a function of my wife. My sod is meaningless to me unless my animal cares for it.
And he never called his wife a shore, obviously.
Omer Rabbi Yossi, this is after she lost weight. Omer Rabbi Yossi, mi amai lo nistakalti bimilashli. I never looked at my penis. Ini, Omer lo Rebbe, they asked Rebbe, how come you're called Rabbeinu HaKadosh? And that's what he said, I'm called Rabbeinu HaKadosh because mi amai lo nistakalti bimilashli. I don't want to get turned on to sexual thoughts. So then why don't we call Rabbi Yossi Rabbeinu HaKadosh? It's the same thing. So, no, because Rebbe, there was another thing that made him Kaddish. That not only did he not look, but he also lo yichnis yado tachat avneto. He was always afraid of turning himself on to the point where he wouldn't put his hands on the area beneath his stomach. So, beneath his belt. Beneath his belt he wouldn't touch in order not to get sexually inspired. Another thing Rabbi Yossi said, I was always careful getting undressed not to pull my clothes over so that the seams would be exposed, which would expose me as being uncovered. Instead, I would gently take my things off when I was under the blankets. I would then remove the rest. And that way, I never exposed myself in my house. It's covered for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mom Rabbi Yossi, mi amai lo avati al divrei chavirai. Listen, I also took what my friends said very seriously. They hold that way, even though I hold it wrong. I'm not going to argue with them. Listen, I'm absolutely sure I'm not a kohen. I can tell you that. But if my friends say, get up there, you're supposed to be oila to the dukhan, I would go up. Nah, what can you do? They hold, I'm a kohen. No, mela, ani ole. There's all kinds of questions. What does this mean? Tosfos tainis. So, what's wrong with going up? If you'll go up, you'll be mevarech Yisrael, is that an iser? Now, the mice said, they ask on Tosfos that it says that it's also for a zar to be oila to the dukhan. So what does he mean? So maybe there's all kinds of pirushim. Doesn't mean that he would go up and he would be Nosius Yodav. Maybe he would go up, nobody's looking, so he wouldn't be Nosius Yodav. Does this just mean to be Ayla Leduchan? Nothing wrong with being Ayla Leduchan, as long as he doesn't actually act out like a Kohen. I just thought the issue is Bracha Levatola. Would he have said the Bracha? So again, it's a question whether this is just Guzma, or whether Taz learns, maybe I'm wrong. You know, maybe they know something about my Yichus that I don't know. Maybe they found out, if everybody's telling me this is the din, what am I going to, I'm so sure about myself that I would do otherwise. But most learn that that's already the Derech Guzma. So I would be Eilam. Others learn it has nothing to do with Alela Duchan in terms of the literal Kohuna. It means Alela Duchan in terms of being another B'choshev, that he should be Eilam Duchan, the Mizrachvan. I know I'm not right to be on the Mizrachvan. Okay, let's push it a bit. I never said something, and then I had to look around and see if somebody listened to hear what I said. Because this is his shita, remember, in Erechin, he says, Lishna Bisha is only where you don't say it in front of the guy. If you would say this in front of the person that it's about, it's not called Lishna Bisha. So I'm always very careful. I would never say something that I wouldn't say directly in front of the person himself. Okay, tomorrow we'll get on to the issues of the Teiti List. Rabbi Chitka Zavani Tlata Hayom Levarmi Yurta. Rabbanan Savri Bahada Yurta Tznat. No Flood Lake Abalele Shabbat, Matzilim Azan Shalosh Sudot. My love, the Loachal. And that's the total. Lo deachal shacharit matzilim azon shtei sudot. I'm assuming that that's all he needs for the whole day. The loachal lo deachal b'mincha matzilin mazon sudachat. My love, the loachal. No deachal. Now he has to have the fourth sud of Reb Chitka. Nah, come on. How many tani say for Reb Yossi Yomer Olam matzilim mazon shalosh sudot? Bichlal de tanekama shalosh svirale, and that's it because they're talking about lo olam, right? You're right. And what about the Mishnah and Peah? How did that Mishnah and Shlomo Zon Shtei Sudot Lo Yitol Minat Tamchui? Mazon Arba Asrei Sudot Lo Yitol Minat Kupa? Money? Lo Rabbanu V'lo Rebichit. Going to Rabbanu, you have to add a Siddur for Shabbos. Kamesrei Avin. Going to Rebichit, you have to add two for Shabbat. Sheitzrei Avin. Liyolam Rabbanan. But we tell him, Mai Debeita Lamecha Bafuki Shabbata, Akli B'Shabbata. So are you telling me you can only be the Rabban of Lore Bechitka? No, I can make it work out of Libra Bechitka also. Because on Erev Shabbos, we can tell him, use your breakfast and make that one of your Shabbat meals. So my debate to Lamech Mamale Shabbat Achle Lurta. What? What? The whole day is supposed to start? Kula Yom Mamale Shabbat, but not need to mutfin and like. Hello, money, Rabbi Akiva. You can work out according to anybody because Rabbi Akiva holds a sin Shabbat to Chachol, Valtit Starech Lebriot. And what about Haditan, Ein Pochatin La Nio, Vermi Makom Ni Makom Ni Kikar, but put your Miar Besoy Besela? Only when flour is being sold for Saw Besela, which gives you a nice size Kikar, which is good enough for two Sudas for Erevin. So, Lan, not Dino Parnasat Lina, for Shabbat, not Dino Mazon Shalosh Sudot. So what, Lema Rabbonani, Valore Bichitka? Liyolam Rebbe Chitka, but it's talking about that he had a Surah Badeh. I'm reading like, Ha de Ike Badach, Achle Vichy, Azabareka Nazil. No, of course, Malvin and Le Surah Badeh on Sunday. And what is added by Parnasat Lina, Omrev Papa, that means a bed and a pillow. Pour your base out here. Tell her about it. Karocha Chabem Arvit, Madichan Lechobem Shacharit. Shacharit, Madichan Lechobem Mitzorayim. Mitzorayim, Madichan Lechobem Bemincha. Menamincha Ve'elech, Shuveri Madiach. Avokosot, Vekitoniot, Vetzluchiot, Medeach, Ve'elech, Kalayom Kulo, She'en Kvalishtia. Omri Shuben Bepazim, Rabbi Shuben Levi, Mishum Bar Kapara, Kalam Mekayim, Shalosh Sudot, Beshabbat Nitzom, Mishalosh Peroniot, Vechavlosh HaMashiach, Medina Shegeinam, Umechemet Gog Umagog, Vechavlosh HaMachik Tivach HaYom, Tivat HaBinayan, Ochi Shalech Lechemet Eliyan, Avi Lifnei, Bo Yom HaShem, Medina Shegeinam, Dech Tivach HaVayom, Uchtivat HaYom Evra Yom Ahu, Umechemet Gog Umagog, Tivach HaYom, Uchtivat HaYom Bagog, Omrim Yavan Mishum Rabbi Yossi Kolam Ha'am Neget HaShabbat Nun Dindo Dach Allah Vali Bitzarim Shinemar Az Titanag Al Hashem Virkavticha Bomat Ha'aretz Vachavticha Nachalat Yaakov Avicha. Why Yaakov? Because look Avraham Shekatuv Bo Kumit Alech Varat Lor Kal Roch Ba, which is very seriously delineated. But look Yitzchak Shekatuv Bo Kilo Kol Azarka Etenet Kol Aratzot Ha'el, and that's all. Eloki Yaakov Shekatuv Bo Faratz To Yom Avikedma Vitzafon of an egg. About the Oyve Yisrael, we are talking about the Tidroch. Omer Avin, Omer Av, Kalamah, Neged HaShabbat, Nuntim Lo Mishalot Libo, Shalom Rivita Nag Al Hashem, V'yitten Lecha Mishalot Libecha, Oneg Ze, Eni Odei Amahu, Kishomer V'karata L'Shabbat Oneg, Avi Omer Ze Oneg Shabbat, B'mama Angol, Rav Yudah Barei, Rav Shmo Mar Shilat Bishmin Rav Amar, B'tav Shal Shal Trodim, Dogim Gedoylem, some of the years of Ketanim, Rosh Shumin, V'pchir Barashem Rav, Afil Dover Muat, V'lechvot Shabbat HaSaom, He's Mekayim Oneg. No Moshe, Mayi, Omre Pop, even Kasidar Sana, Omre Yitzchak, Omre Yovan, Golam Shamir Shabbat, Kilchato, Afilo, Avid, Avad, Zorak, Dor, Enosh, Mochalim, Lo, Shalem, Asher, Enosh, Yasazot, and it even adds to Ben Adam. So obviously, Enosh is not the same as a Ben Adam. Kol Shomer Shabbat Mechalelo, Tikre Mechalelo, it doesn't say Kol Shomer, Shomer Shabbat Mechalelo, I added in because of the smears. Shomer Shabbat Mechalelo, Tikre Mechalelo, Lamochulo. Omrev Yerom Ravim Malay, Shamrush Yisrael, that first Shabbat, Lo Shaltame, Mumavalashon, Shabbat Yomash Vyatsum and Amil Kotakibla Vayavo Amalek, Omrev Yoham Shumrish Mario Chai, Yomalay Yisrael, Mishamrim Shte Shabbat, Yakotam Yadin Galim Shemakoma Hashem, sorry, Sim, as she is Shabbat. Vaviotim al Arkachi, Vaviotim al Arkachi, and so on. The Zvachim and the Oilas, everything is great. Om Reb Yezir Chalkim Yachle Shalosh Sudot B'Shabbat. Om Reb Yezir Chalkim Gomri Allah B'Chol Yom. What? Om Amar Kari Allah B'Chol Yom Mariz Becharef Umagadev. No, he meant Allah L'Psukah Dezimra. Om Reb Yezir Chalkim Yimit Palalim Yim Dundu Mechama. Om Reb Yezir Baram Yom Yachon Mitzvalit Palalim Dundu Mechama. Om Reb Yezir Mayakro Yiraucha Im Shemesh V'Shachris V'Lifnei Yareach Dor Dorim. Vom Rabbi Yezir Chelki Mimetei Becholei Meayim. Domam Ruban Shal Tzadikim Meitim Becholei Meayim. Vom Rabbi Yezir Chelki Mimetei Bederach Mitzvah. Vom Rabbi Yezir Chelki Mimachnisei Shabbat Betveria. Umimotzei Shabbat Betzipori. Vom Rabbi Yezir Chelki Mimoshivei Beit HaMidrash. Volo Mimamidei Beit HaMidrash. Vom Rabbi Yezir Chelki Migabai Tzedakah. Volo Mimachalkei Tzedakah. Vom Rabbi Yezir Chelki Mimishachoshdim Oto Veinbo. Vom Rav Popa Lididan Chashtan. Baruch Hashem, v'lo havi bi. Am Rabbi Yezi Chamesh b'yilot ba'alti v'natati chamisha razim b'Yisrael. Uman Inon, Rabbi Yishmo, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chalafta, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Avtilos, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Nachem, Rabbi Yossi. What about Vardimus? No, Vardimus is Menachem. Am I currently Vardimus? Shepanav domam domim leveret. What are you talking about? How come they call you Rabbeinu HaKadosh? So how come Rabbi Yossi isn't called Rabbeinu HaKadosh? No, because Berebi Miltach Rita Avibe Shoichnis Yado Tachat Avneto. Vom Rabbi Yossi Miyamai Lo Ra'u Korot Beiti Imre Chiluki. Vom Rabbi Yossi Miyamai Lo Avarti Divrei Chaverai. Yodei Ani Batsvi She'ini Kohen. But Im Omrim Li Chaverai Ole L'Duchon. What am I supposed to do? They must know something, I don't know. Ani Ole. Vom Rabbi Yossi Miyamai Lo Amarti Davar Vechazarti La'achorai.